So, does anyone of you have questions? Yeah. Hendrik. Yeah. This point, the chest is moving, and we don't want to stay with a moving object. Yeah, it goes up and it goes down, it goes up and go down. We want to get concentrated on one point, and that is around the tip of the nose, and knowing that the breath goes in and knowing that the breath goes out. So we don't get really still or really calm when we stay with this. You understand? Yeah, Hendrik, explain it to us. The ultimate goal is to get one-pointed. So if you stay with one point, you know that it is better than staying with several points. When we stay with the rising and falling of the abdomen, we can get calm, but it is not the same as Upachara Samadhi. Okay, other questions? You can use it in the beginning, but it is not really helpful, yeah? I mean, as I said before, meditation is like learning to walk. Yeah, we get up, we fall over, yeah, and we get up, we fall over, yeah. The important thing is not to count, yeah. The important thing is, you know, to stay at one point, know when the mind goes out, and then pull it back. and then pull it back. Yeah.
Dan tujuan utama itu adalah kita fokus pada satu titik.
It is the same as the previous question. Yeah, you can get calm with counting, but you will never get into upacara samadhi.
Ini pertanyaan dari pertanyaan sebelumnya. Menggunakan cara tersebut bisa kita dapat ketenangan, tetapi tidak.
Also, there's a danger, you know, when we get calm, then we tend to stay with the feeling of calm, but not doing knowing the breath going in, going out. And then we stay with the feeling of calm, and that also doesn't lead to upacara samadhi. We want to learn, you know, the proper way, yeah, of how to meditate properly, yeah. So, just bring the mind back, know the breath or know the Buddha, yeah? I mean, instead of counting, do Buddha, 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 yeah? And then you know when there's no Buddha, the mind has gone out, then bring it back, Buddha, 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 yeah? And when the mind gets calm, the Buddha gets slower, Buddha, 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 Buddha. Or you can use it with put with breathing in and do with breathing out.
When the mind comes, the Buddha becomes slow. Ketika pikiran kita tenang, nanti Buddha dalam tempat yang benar bisa menjadi lambat.
Also, there's one thing. Yeah, sometimes when we observe the breath. The breath seems to be disappearing, but that is an illusion. The breath does not disappear. It is our interest in the breath that disappears. And just remember that. It's the same with the Buddha. The Buddha does not disappear. Yeah? It's our interest. Yeah? Remember one thing. If we are interested in something, yeah? I mean, we can very easily get concentrated. 100% interest is 100% concentration. Yeah? Okay, any other questions?
He's asking whether when you meditate, you can aware surrounding things except for like my legs in pain and then my hips is or butt is in pain, focusing on a lot of things.
You can only the only exception for samatha meditation is when there is pain, and the pain must be so strong that you cannot stay with the Buddha or with the breath. When we stay with the pain, we accept the pain. Get into the feeling and ask yourself, what is pain? How does it feel like? Don't have the notion of wanting to get rid of the pain. Because then it does not work. After you accept the pain, then you go to the location of the pain. So instead of concentrating around the tip of the nose, then you concentrate on the pain itself, where the pain is. Then you ask if the pain is constant or is it changing? You will see that it's constantly changing, you know, sometimes it's weaker, sometimes it's stronger, yeah? Then you ask, where exactly is the pain? Is it in the skin? Is it in the muscle? Is it in the flesh? Is it in the bones? Is it in the tendons? Don't believe in any answers that come up. Because when you get up, there is no more pain. So it is kind of magic, this pain. That's why we want to locate it. What is happening, if you really can concentrate and ask these questions, then the pain disappears from one spot and appears into another spot. And then you go to the spot and you do the same thing. You will follow the pain, it goes to several locations, and then it shows you where it's actually coming from. You understand? Okay, so no more questions?
Okay. tiba-tiba itu hening sekali. Kayak sebelumnya tidak terasa. Sekelilingnya saya tidak terasa. Jadi, cuma sesaat. Kadang-kadang juga ada pikiran-pikiran yang lain muncul. Tapi sesaat ya, itu hening banget. Itu maksudnya progresnya. Often they ask me when in the first day of the day, when he sees his very peaceful, he comes to the struggle. The mind of the thought is coming in just a little, and then they will be drunk. Is it correct?
I didn't understand what is happening.
In the first session,
yeah.
He is sitting meditation, he gets very calm until he can feel the struggle.
Feel the surrounding. He cannot feel the surroundings.
It's so hard, and then a lot of times the thoughts come in, and then after it becomes calm again. We ask whether it's the correct progress.
Yes. You can say so. Yeah, I mean, he still has to, you know, replace that thought with the attention on the breath or on the Buddha. Yeah. When the mind is becoming very calm, I mean, the body will disappear. Most of the body will disappear. Yeah. So that is correct. But also, don't go to anything that appears, you know, I mean, a sound that appears or a knowing that appears, don't go, yeah. Just return to the Buddha or to your object, you know, to the breath. So some people have a feeling, you know, a feeling in the body or some ringing sound in the ear. Don't go there. Yeah, just stay with the breath or stay with the Buddha. Okay, so. Yeah, there's one more.
When he meditates with the inhale and exhale, there's some pressure inside the head, and then he feels hurt.
There's something wrong. Yeah, you exert too much pressure on your concentration. Yeah. That's why I said we use the effort to bring the mind back, but once it is there, we are very gentle. That normally means that you try to control the breath, and that, you know, puts a lot of pressure. So then you know something is wrong, and then relax. And then start again. You have to practice every day. You have to practice at least 1 hour in the morning, 1 hour in the evening, and before you go to bed, yeah? Then you can preserve at least, you know, a medium level of your concentration. It is like doing sports, you know, if you do it once in a while, I mean, your body aches, yeah? But if you do it every day, you know, you get used to it. Okay. Yes, a very positive attachment. It is the best thing that you can do in your life, yeah? And it has no side effects like drugs. The only side effect you will experience is happiness. But if you don't like happiness, then trust, you know, stop. When my venerable teacher Lungta Mahaboa was meditating, I mean, he was going every day into Apana Samadhi. For 5 years, his teacher did not say anything. After 5 years, you know, he said, okay, now come out and work. So, don't be afraid of getting stuck in samadhi. It is not a bad thing. Okay. Yeah. The first question is always the most difficult one. It's a sleeping room? It's not a really good idea. You have to meditate in the bedroom, but you know, I mean, it is okay if it's the only place where it is quiet. Where it is quiet. But also have some sort of, you know, Buddha Rupa there, you know, I mean a corner in the room where you sit in front of the, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and that's where she should meditate. Okay. No more? No? Okay.
She's asking whether if our concentration is very strong, can we become scared, fear?
Yes, it can happen. But before the fear comes up, a thought comes up. Catch that thought and replace it with Buddha or the attention on the breath. Because if you are concentrated, you know, then you should catch these thoughts that come before the fear arises. The fear does not arise on its own. And before you meditate, ask yourself, are you afraid to go to sleep? Because you don't know what is happening when you sleep. You might have a nightmare. So the same thing is meditation, yeah? Don't be afraid, yeah? I mean, let things happen that happen. Okay. Turn it on.
He's asking when we walk in meditation and open our eyes, then I say, of course.
When I explained walking meditation, I said you have to put your eyes 1 meter ahead of you. And don't look left and don't look right. Okay.
He was walking with his eyes.
Eyes closed. Okay, so, use the time, put the effort, and know, I mean, it is not the body that gets tired, it is the mind that gets tired. Yeah? And we train the mind and not the body. Use the time wisely. And I said, about the body?
Yes, it's not the body, but it's the mind.
Yes, okay.